Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
The healthy self is all about you. Here's author, lecturer, and holistic nutritional consultant, Michael Schwartz.
If you're like me, you kind of wonder, what are all these superfoods? You know, I go and I look for certain things, and when I do, I'm not sure that I'm dealing with a superfood or not. So fortunately, today we have with us Dr. Susan Smith-Jones, who is an expert on superfoods and food in general. I mean, Susan has written 25 books and recipes, and some of them we've used at the house, and they're just fabulous. So Susan, could you share with us what some of these more common superfoods are?
Yeah. Hi, Michael. Great to be with you. Let me first define what I think a superfood is. First of all, keep in mind that not all foods are equal. Some are full of calories and void of nutrition, and then others are low on calories and so packed with nutrition that I think they earn the title of superfood. You know, for example, take something like walnuts or grapefruit or dark cherries or blueberries or apples. These can all be known, they are known as superfoods. But keep in mind, too, that there's no one magic bullet. You want to make sure that you include as many different superfoods as you can in your diet every week to maintain optimal health.
Susan, what would you qualify, or let me rephrase that, is the fact that a food is dense, nutritionally rich in vitamins and minerals, is that what would, you know, classify it as a superfood?
Yeah, absolutely. That's one of the classifications. First of all, you want it to taste great, too, because there's, you know, you want superfoods to be delicious to eat. But a superfood as opposed to an empty calorie food. Now, that's something like a cake or a donut or French fries that give you lots of calories but minimal nutritional value. So superfoods are those foods that are nutrient-rich or dense, like you like to say, and we're talking about food, not people here. You want to have lots of nutrients in the food, and there are many out there, you know, that are great, and you don't want to have the same foods day after day. You want to vary your diet.
Great advice. You know, what I find interesting is that when you go to the supermarket, the produce section, at least here in Texas, the way that they have some of the stores engineered is that you walk into the produce section first. And what's amazing is that maybe a store is 35, 40,000 square feet, and the food section, the fresh food, organic fruits and veggies, may only be like 2 or 3,000 square feet. So it doesn't seem that people either are gravitating towards veggies and fruits. What would you say is a way to get them inspired to move in that direction?
Well, I would always say that money talks, and if you want more organic produce available in your market, and I think I'm blessed to live in the Brentwood, Santa Monica area of Los Angeles, where we have health food stores every mile, you know, and the produce sections are half of the store, and I know I'm blessed to have that where I live. And
that is
but if there's something that's not there that I want to get, or if I go to my local supermarket that's not a health food store a block from my home because I'm in a hurry, they're great there because people are demanding more organic produce. So now they have 2 to 3 aisles, even though it's not a health food store, of organic produce. And I'll give you one category that's probably one of the best ever, and that happens to do with green foods. Michael, there was this review of 206 human epidemiological studies, and it showed that green vegetables have the strongest protective effect against cancer, heart disease, arthritis, diabetes, obesity, high blood pressure, I could go on, compared to all other foods. And yet, unfortunately, only 1 in 500 Americans consumes enough calories from vegetables to assure this defense. So the cornerstone of any heart healthy, cancer protective, longevity favorable diet should be to eat as many of the green superfoods as possible because they're higher in nutrient density and you can eat them raw or cooked. I'm talking about salads or broccoli. Anything that's green is so good for your body. Kale has higher level of protein than, ounce per ounce than milk. Romaine lettuce is a rich powerhouse of hundreds of cancer-fighting phytonutrients, and 50% of its calories are from protein. So whenever you can put leafy greens in your smoothies during the day, do it.
You know, when you look around at our health picture, you can see immediately, and I know you said, what, 1 in 500 is healthy, and the other 499 are questionable. And when you look at people, it's amazing. Even when you eat out and you're at restaurants, because I travel so much, I have to eat out a lot. And I do take the time to observe other people. I guess it's one of the things you learn to do at the airports as a way of passing time if you're not working on your computer. And it is just astounding how unhealthy we eat, we look, we act.
I know.
It's absolutely frightening.
I know.
Is there a way? Go ahead.
No, you go. Go, go.
Well, I was just going to wondering if there was a way that, is there a fear tactic? You know, fear works all the time. I mean, the pharmaceutical companies have it down pat as a science because they've got you scared to death that you're going to get herpes or shingles and because, you know, you're past 50, so you're going to get it. The other is the lung issue, pneumonia, even though it won't deal with anything. At any rate, bottom line is the pharmaceutical companies institute fear to get you motivated. How could we use that same technique to get people motivated into salads, into the greens, into the veggies, into fruits?
Well, I'll tell you how you motivate people. First of all, you give them guidance on how to look younger, slim down their body, have more energy, and you get people to do a blood profile at their doctor's office and see where their cholesterol levels and blood pressure, triglycerides, LDL, HDL, where all these numbers are. And you teach people that you've got a silent killer, and then you add in, and if you follow my Walking on Air book has a 30-day detox rejuvenation program where everybody, if they follow this simple program, will look 10 years younger in 30 days. That's how you get people to eat better, and you tell them the foods that will help them melt the fat away and have younger looking skin and have more energy and sleep better and boost their libido. Like avocado is actually an aphrodisiac. And you thought, Michael, when you went to the Mexican restaurants, it was the margarita that got you in the mood. It was probably the guacamole. So you tell people.
Were you sitting at the table next to me?
Yeah, exactly. Tell people what's in the food. And by the way, on my website, SusanSmithJones.com, I have a free ebook I'm giving away called The Curative Kitchen. It's almost 100 pages, full color. You'll learn all about my favorite superfoods, herbs, spices, and also how to just live a balanced life.
Well, you know, I think that anyone who doesn't go for that book is foolish because you touched on the thing that reaches people outside of fear, and that is vanity. If y'all want to look good, feel good, be good, leafy greens, you've been listening to Michael Schwartz and Susan Smith Jones on Radio MD. Stay well.